しょう。
Trying to get the program from my perspective up on the Ustream.
Yes.
And I hit the wrong button.
Uh-oh.
So hold on just a second. Stand by for those of you who want to see the lights. There it is. There's the light. The light at the beginning of the tunnel, not the end of the tunnel. Seven after the hour. It is the beginning of the hour. It is the beginning of the day. I was listening or trying to listen to a rebroadcast of this program from yesterday, and I was at a small group gathering, about 14 people, at my sister's house. And these people, I didn't know who some of these people were, and so my brother-in-law was touting my radio program, and my sister, yeah, my brother's got this big radio. Okay, so right away, I'm in trouble. All right. So these are people, my sister is 60. Her husband is 60. Friends, most of them are friends who are teachers in their 50s, I guess, or maybe high 40s, but a group of people. And almost all of them had iPhones. And they had them with them. So I said proudly, there's this iPhone app. You can go to goodayshow.com. You can go to, go to DougStephan.com and, oh, well, let's go. Let's listen, because I said, oh, you can download the show anytime, listen to that. Okay, so anyway.
What's DougStephan.com have to do with anything?
Yeah, that could have been your first problem.
What? Doug, Good Day Show, Doug. Well, you go to Doug, the iPhone app's up for Doug Stephan, or Good Day Show.
Good Day Show, right.
Yeah. But you can do Doug Stephan, too.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, and we see this, and everybody got there. Oh, yeah, look at this. Wow, look at Nancy. It's talking to my sister. And so Nancy has a netbook. The netbook is a computer without a disk, basically, right?
Right.
It costs $400 or something.
Right.
I don't know how much they go with it. She has it in front of her on her kitchen counter. We were watching Glee. This is how bad the night was for me. Watching Glee.
Over a netbook?
Watching it on her television set.
Okay.
Dinner was over. Chicken, peas, rice. Dinner's over. I'm eating M&M's. And Nancy says, you got to watch Glee. My favorite show is Glee. And we talk about Glee all the time, but I've never seen it. I don't know really what. I mean, I hear it's about singing and stuff. So Madonna, apparently this was a rerun because it was Madonna music that was part of it. And I'm in and out of it. But then they start talking about the radio program. And so, all right, here we are. Netbook Nancy goes to the netbook. Oh, yeah, look at Doug Stephan. Anyway, the point is that they go to the listen box, and they're trying to navigate around and find the show and listen to it. And after we fiddled around with her for a while, it started to come up. And I'm listening. They all are picking different hours to listen to it. And I'm hearing all of this cacophony of... The reason I'm telling you the story now is because I'm just thinking about it again as we start the hour with one of those Good Day songs. They hear play the bridge that we play, Richie. The Good Day, the sort of Good Day bridge that brings us out of the news and that sort of thing. And the stations.
The short
come
thing?
In. Yeah, it's the old... Yeah, right, that. Okay. Yeah. So they hear that, and then they hear the Good Day... How many do we have? 14, 15 Good Day songs?
Yeah.
Alternate back and forth with?
Mm-hmm.
They hear that story. So each one of them has a different hour. I'm listening to different songs, and these people are all yelling at me, what's this about? What's that about? What are you talking about? And I'm listening to the Boomer Broads on auto. One here. Because every hour is different, and it stands, and we don't talk about stuff from one hour to the next for the most part. And so I'm listening.
Why would they choose that hour?
It wasn't that hour. It was all of them. It was a piece of every hour being played around the room.
All at the same time?
All at the same time.
Oh my God.
And this is 8 o'clock at night. And I'm thinking to myself, what we say, in fact, is true, that you can get the program anytime that you want. And it's one of the amazing realities of technology. It has changed the world. I didn't tell people I didn't have an iPhone. I told him, like, I'm proud to know that I have an iPhone app that we arranged for this, so I don't have to tell him I don't have an iPhone.
Yeah, I have no idea. I like rocking the brick.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Remember the first cell phones that were the big brick phones that you could kill somebody with if you hit them over
there? Oh, yeah.
Just tell people you like rocking the brick.
Anyway, it was a funny sort of experience to have all that stuff banging around. And my sister was so...
It was a good experience for everybody.
Well, it was. I mean, I think you learn by doing. I'm not one of these people who's ever thought, as when I was a teacher... And I think the application is certainly clear today that you you teach by example, you teach by doing. People measure you as a person, a man or a woman, by whether you... It's one of the reasons I like that TV show, The Good Wife, because the lessons are so penetrating and almost every aspect of life. This is so cleverly written, this show. It's so well done. I have become a huge fan of Juliana Margulies. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Margulies.
I think she is
Margulies,
so
actually.
Terrific in this show. She is, the show obviously built around her. The B players are really all well-known actors. We all know who they all are. The most notable, strongest, I don't want to say he's a B player because everybody knows him. He's been around on television for 30 years, Chris Noth.
Noth.
Noth, he pronounces it. Noth, Noth. I've always thought he was very good. Whatever he gets into, he's very good at it.
Yeah. He's the guy from Sex and the City, right?
Yes. He is also the guy who was the original second banana cop on Law & Order. First Law & Order cop, young cop, he was the guy. Logan was the character's name. And he came back and forth in and out of Law & Order three or four times over the year. And I think last year, he was in it until last year, Criminal Intent. Anyway, so, but... The reason I bring this all up is because the lessons that are taught, and I think part of it brings itself back around to this discussion that many people are having on the radio in a more serious sense. The child nutrition bill, the bill that is now before, and everybody's, you know, this is another one of these things, how to argue with a bill that's called the Healthy Hunger Free Act.
Right, right.
Oh, not for that. I'm not voting for that.
You might as well just call it the I Hate Christmas app.
Yeah. Well, whatever. No, it's more of like I'm for Christmas. How do you vote against Christmas?
Right.
Yeah, you can if you are an atheist. You
That's
can vote
true.
If you're the member of Congress.
Or Jewish.
Atheist. Nah, most Jews, I tell you something, most Jews that I know are more for Christmas than many Christians
that I
know.
Because they get a quiet day off.
Yeah. Not only that, they like celebrating it. And frankly, a lot of them are business owners, and they do very well at this time of year. So I'm not. That's a ruse that's put forth by people who don't have a clue. I don't think that's true at all.
Thanks.
But anyway, so this federal program, the nutrition program, is aimed at getting nutritional standards for all food. You can't have bake sales at school anymore. Can you imagine that? No more bake sales at school because the federal government says you can't have bake sales at school.
Rice Krispies is going to take a hit.
Hamburger, pizza, all that stuff. Oh, they're going to have better stuff. So here's what I was thinking, Richie.
Yeah.
I would like us to waft back.
Okay.
To those thrilling days of yesteryear.
Okay.
When we all had lunches at school. We bought the mystery meat. I paid 25 cents.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I ever had a bad meal. I don't think I've, over the course of my life, never mind whether it's in school. I just am not hard to please. I've become fussier because I won't eat certain things now. But when it comes to, I'll even go to the buffet and pick and choose the things that I want and not complain about it. It's a $6 meal or $9. What does it cost to go to the buffet now? $9, $10?
I don't know.
And it used to cost 25 cents?
School lunches for me, Clay, were 25 cents.
Yeah, I think
what's the equivalent of that in our day?
That's a good question. I don't know, a couple, buck and a half, maybe?
Yeah,
how much does a school lunch menu, does it cost to buy lunch at school now?
You know what you do is you put money on a card, and the kids swipe their cards.
So like Janet, a Metro Pass.
Yeah. Janet puts, $20 on it, because Sean doesn't mix. He takes
his
lunch.
Pick, whatever you want. You buy whatever you want. They charge you.
We have a calendar, a monthly calendar that tells what lunches will be served on what days. So some days he likes the school lunch, and some days he takes the home lunch.
Do they have Sloppy Joe's still?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they have? They do. Have
sure, they do.
We had Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah, they mix more fruit and vegetables in now.
Well, that's what this bill is about. More fruit. More vegetable. How come we don't spend the $4.5 billion just teach instead of taking away the programs in the public schools for like exercise? How about having a little exercise in school to go along with the food, or how about somebody at home taking the responsibility to tell or teach or help with? That's not really what I want to get. You get the point. What I really want to remember with you is your favorite school lunch. 800-510-8255. What was your
That's easy.
How do you figure? Fish. I like the fish on Friday.
Oh, no.
Fish sticks. Ew. Corn. And those fake mashed potatoes.
Tater tots, man. Tater tots.
Yep. Yeah, tater tots are okay. As long as the ketchup was around.
Yeah, and pizza.
I never had pizza. They didn't offer pizza.
No. We had pizza. Never had tater tots.
No pizza with me.
I can't remember what the tater tots came with.
We had hamburger. Sloppy Joe's. We always had mystery meat. There was fish sticks on Friday because the Catholics had to have fish. Let's see. What else did we
have? This is my Facebook post of the day, by the way, right now.
Yeah, good. Okay. Yeah,
I'm upset, though.
Where's our poll? You got the poll yet, Clay?
Yes, I do. And I'm revising it because I had a grammar error when I said it to you the first time.
Ooh.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com is the government overreaching with their new child nutrition bill? A, yes, the nanny state wins again. B, no, it's time we had healthy nutrition on our school lunch menus. C, how about we focus on education instead of more government mandates? Or D, I like Twinkies and so do my kids. How dare the government take them away? How dare they?
How dare they? 800-510-8255. All right, Richie, Jennifer, Clay, I want to even go back over. We've got every generation here, pretty much. We have my generation, Richie's generation, Jennifer's generation. We have four generations of school lunches represented here. So we'll get to that, and your input is most important. What's your favorite remembrance when it comes to the school lunch? And maybe you brought your school lunch with you when you got on the bus in the morning, or you walked to school, took your bike, whatever it is. So what do you remember that you like best? 800-510-8255. 19 after on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See Staples.com for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Speaking about generations,
one of the great things about in my mind, hey, Richie. Love sometimes and tears his hair out is that I don't have a mind that you can easily plug into and figure out what I'm thinking. Because this is the day when the Glenn Miller Orchestra was lost over the English Channel in 1944. One of the great orchestras from the 30s and 40s, everybody knows pretty much. If I say Glenn Miller,
if you play this song,
if you play this song, Clay, you know who Glenn Miller was?
No, I don't.
Okay. Richie knows. Jennifer, you know who Glenn Miller is.
I do.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, way before our time, but obviously he's a great historical
musician. The guy was dead before the end of World War II. He brought his orchestra to perform for the troops all over the world.
Clay, do you know this song?
I was just about to say, he wrote this?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think there was a... He played the clarinet, if I'm not mistaken. And he was either a captain or a colonel in the Air Force or the Army.
How about this one, Clay? You've heard this before, right?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
This is very famous. Very famous.
Moonlight is You. And that was called Richie with the Moonlight.
Moonlight Serenade. Moonlight
this
Serenade.
Makes me think of being on a cruise ship. Why? Yeah. I feel like I should be dancing on a deck with a gentleman caller.
Smelling Wait, did Lady Gaga do a cover of this song?
She should.
Gaga might have. Yeah, I wouldn't put that past Lady Gaga. Anyway, we'll hear more about the Glenn Miller Orchestra in a few minutes here, but I thought you'd enjoy that, a reference to some of his music. 800-510-8255. Now, we're referencing school lunches. The child nutrition bill is before Congress. My bet is it goes no place because nobody knows how to pay for it. But even that aside, what's the appropriate way to handle this problem? They point out the problem of childhood obesity and all of the things that are incumbent on us. And we've lost, as you know, we had a string of, for 40-some-odd years, every quarter or every year, the age limit or how long we're living on average increases. I think got to 79.4, now it's backed off, because we're in horrible shape, many of us, and it takes its toll. So does it begin when you're in school? Yeah, it does begin when you're in school. I'm thinking about what kind of shape we're in. I'm going to ask you that as you tell us what your favorite lunch was. Doug calls from Brownwood, Texas. And, by the way, there are a couple of people who just got bumped because I hit the
Call back, please. Nice. But, yeah,
give us a buzz back at 800-510-8255. Doug in Brownwood, Texas, welcome to Good Day.
Yes. How you doing, Doug?
Well, thank you, sir. Happy Christmas, Merry New Year, all that good stuff.
Same to you.
What do you remember about your favorite lunch, school lunch from those?
On Fridays, you had a choice of hot dogs or a hamburger, and then you had cinnamon rolls for dessert.
They
were homemade.
There you go. There's a great diet for you. Cinnamon rolls and hot dogs.
Right. But we,
now,
you know,
describe yourself physically, Doug. I want to know what you look like. How do you look physically?
I'm about 5'7 or 5'8. I weigh about 155, 150
okay.
pounds.
Okay, right there where you're supposed to be. Yep, about 160 would be the right weight for you.
Pretty well, yeah. But I was slender in high school. I weighed about 125 when I graduated out of high school. So.
And you have lots of exercise when you were in school?
Yes. I mean, you know, they left the gyms open all the time.
Yeah.
You had two recesses a day, plus at lunch after you had eaten, everybody exercised.
That stuff's all gone now. The money's dried up. If they put that in there and had a little health education, we'd be talking something. All right, thanks for that memory. Elsie is in Watsonville, California. Welcome to Good Day, Elsie.
Hello there. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good, good. Good to hear. What was your favorite school lunch?
I liked tuna fish sandwiches. I love those.
What day, was that a Friday lunch?
Yeah, right.
Did you bring them from home or did you buy them at school?
No. Well, I did. I did because I like to just mix them up and take them to school.
So did you make your own or did your mother make yours for you?
No, I made them myself.
Made them yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And what kind of shape are you in now, Elsie?
Me? I weigh 130.
And how tall are you?
I'm 82 now.
Yeah. So you got it. You got a lot of things going for you, including...
You better believe it.
I think I got that from you. Thank you. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Uncle Williams, and this is Living Well. Today I want to talk to you about exercise, that thing that we all know we should do, but don't do enough of. Maybe it's because we don't have the time, or maybe it's because we think we don't have the money to join a gym. Well, I'm here to tell you that both of those excuses are bogus. You definitely don't need to join a gym to get healthy, and you can incorporate exercise into even the busiest schedule. Start with simple things, like replacing an elevator ride with a stair climb. Not only will this help tone your lower body, it will also get your heart rate going and improve your cardiovascular fitness. The next time you're watching TV, don't just sit on a couch or in a chair. Try doing jumping jacks or push-ups. And if that's too rigorous, here's another trick. Get an exercise ball and make that your new seat. You might not realize it, but by sitting on the ball with your spine aligned, you're actually engaging your stomach. Those ab muscles have to work extra hard to keep you balanced. That's just a few exercise tips to help you live well. I'm Montel Williams.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Be jolly at Macy's Best Customer Sale with great savings throughout the store. Doors open at 8 a.m. through Friday. Save 50 to 60% on sweaters for him and her. Take 30 to 50% off all fine jewelry. Get 50% off designer coats for men and women. Plus, your choice KitchenAid Architect Toaster Oven, Coffee Maker, Blender, or 4-Slice Toaster, $99.99.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off. off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Yesterday's news. December 15th, 1944. A popular band leader becomes a casualty of war.
And now, good friends, it's 25 minutes of wonderful dance music featuring the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Glenn Miller's plane disappeared over the English Channel and was never seen again. Miller, a captain in the Army, was flying to Paris to make arrangements for a European tour when he was lost. The Glenn Miller Orchestra helped to popularize the big band sound, and their concerts broke attendance records all over America. Miller's top-selling recordings included Moonlight Serenade, Chattanooga Choo Choo, and Pennsylvania 65,000.
Pennsylvania 65,000!
Some investigators theorized that Miller's plane went down in bad weather, while others feel strongly that it was hit by bombs jettisoned over the channel after an Allied mission was aborted. And that's yesterday's news for December 15th.
Shivers up and down my spine, and yours perhaps, because it's so damn cold. 14 degrees here.
Whoa.
On the farm.
That's chilly.
It's like 19 here.
Chilly.
Coldest of December on record in the last 7 years here.
Horrible. Yeah. The ground's like a rock again. It got warm over the weekend, thawed out a lot of stuff.
And the wind.
The wind,
the
rain.
The wind is woo.
It's just long John time. I had four layers on yesterday when I went out to do my work on the farm in the afternoon yesterday. Long johns, corduroy pants, Richie.
Are the cows looking at you going, well, what's he still doing here?
Yeah, they are.
The cows are like, bring me a sweater.
The cows, every time I show up someplace, people say, what are you doing here? Why are you here? Why are you still here?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Not used to seeing you this late in December, are they?
No, tomorrow I have to go to Las Vegas and Phoenix and
That'll take a couple of days. I have to come back here for a couple of days, then I'm going to go on Christmas Eve out to Los Angeles. The troubling thing is that I can't bring Charlotte with me. I can bring her on the plane when I go out in the next week, but there's no place for her to go after I leave and come back. So that's the job when I go out there, is try to find a little place. For those of you who have followed me or maybe new to the program, in the wintertime over the last, I haven't since 1983, I have not spent a winter in New England. It just somehow I found a way when I could or couldn't afford to make any difference. I still found a way to get the hell out of here because it just is miserable. And some people love it. They love the snow. They love the cold. God bless you. It just doesn't have to be my choice. Don't like it. Have never liked it. In the mid-90s, 1994, I think, I started working at KABC in Los Angeles. And because my friend Bob Kay, who's now my manager, was the program director of the station, he got me to come out because he knew I went warm in the wintertime. He said, so why don't you come out here and I'll put you to work on KABC, which was one of the most wonderful radio experiences I've ever had in my life. One of the greatest radio stations ever existing. I just loved that station. I was on the air with these icons. It was just a neat thing. I would have paid them to be on the air.
You say that now.
I said it once after we had, sort of worked out what the deal was. Anyway, the point is that I had some interesting properties that I bought over the years. I rented for, for about 10 years I would rent a different place every winter. And then I bought a place and bought another place and bought another place and had some fun with real estate. And I then got rid of all that stuff about the right time. I have one little place that I still own and can't sell because it's underwater. And so I had it rented out instead of being able to go to the place. And I kind of really like the place. I don't like where it is necessarily, but I love the little, it's a neat little California bungalow house. But I can't go there because it's rented. So now everybody, Tony and the kids have been looking around for a month for a place for me. And Brendan took the lead. And we can't find anything, or at least they couldn't find anything. So when I go out next week, I'll look around, see if I can find some place, a hole in the wall, where I can bring Charlotte. She shivers. Last night in the truck, I had to heat up a full blast, and she's still shivering. Hmm. It was like last, what you were saying, Richie, windy and cold, snowy weather.
My dog, on the other hand, wants to be out on the porch, laying down on the porch. She my dog
Charlotte
loves
go out there and
he
sit until
it.
She freezes, and then she comes back in because she wants to see what's going on. The snow continued yesterday in the Midwest, Northeast, below freezing temperatures. The South, 20, 25 degrees colder than normal. Those of you who are down south, 16 deaths in the Midwest because of this storm. 2.5 feet of snow in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan and Indiana and Ohio and Pennsylvania and New York State. North Dakota, 27 degrees below zero today.
What
good morning.
Is that like?
33 degrees in most of central Florida, 32, 33 degrees. 300 stranded drivers in Ontario, Canada, airlifted out. Snow drifts trapped them in their cars for 24 hours. And everybody's running out of gas. What are you going to do? Is sitting this. We haven't had a snow like that here since 1978, the blizzard of 78. I'll never forget this visualization. For those of you who've never been in a snowstorm, this was the snowstorm to end all snowstorms. We had 4.5 feet of snow in about 42 hours here.
Sounds
and
like
I remember the main non big freeway is Route 9 that goes, it's the Boston-Worcester-Springfield Turnpike, and it goes right through Framingham. And I remember my friend Howie Fafford had a construction business, and he and I went around. We were about the only ones on the road. We both went over, got some of his equipment, and we were just trying to clean ourselves out and clean out places that we could get to. And I remember driving over a bridge on Route 9 in Southborough. There were thousands. There's a hill. And there were buses stopped dead that stayed there for 2 days. You couldn't move. The snow, the buses and the trucks slid sideways the road, stopped the traffic. Everybody stayed in their car, couldn't get out. There was nothing around. No car dealers were open. No store. Nothing was open. So people had to stay in their cars literally for a couple of days. and buses and trucks and stuff. It was amazing. And you know what? The hardy prevailed. It was a great lesson in how to make it. And there's so many people that get so dependent. That sort of brings us around to what we're talking about. If you're just joining us, we're talking about this new school lunch bill, the child nutrition bill, as it's called, Mrs. Obama's big behind it. And so as a result of our discussion about how it expands the school meal program and more government involvement, yada, 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 our focus became what you remembered as the best school lunch that you had. 800-510-8255. Mike is in St. Mary's, Maryland. Welcome to Good Day, Mike. Hi.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Favorite lunch, it's not, I wouldn't say favorite, but the thing that I looked forward to was the carrots and the raisins. If you remember that little slaw they kind of made out of carrots and raisins.
Shredded carrots.
Right, cabbage, carrots and raisins, a little mayonnaise. It was liquefied. That was pretty good stuff,
yeah. Mayonnaise made anything good. I never saw that at a family reunion or anything like that, but because I never saw it anywhere else, I kind of looked forward to it on that day because I just...
You know what? It wasn't. It
by
wasn't,
the way, Hellman's just called. They want to hire you as their marketing specialist.
No, but it was. But Hellman's didn't taste good. It was the other mayonnaise product. It wasn't even a mayonnaise. It was
Miracle
a mayonnaise.
Whip.
Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip and Cane's had a flavor to it that gave it what you liked, Mike. But Hellman's
my
had no flavor to it.
My grandmother, I remember clear as day.
Banana sandwich, too. That's really good. My grandma used to do that for kind of a treat.
Right. Was your grandma Elvis's wife?
No. Mine would say that Miracle Whip made things zippy.
Zippy.
I don't know what that means.
Zippity-da, zippity-hey.
I did tell the person when they answered the phone that I did have one other thing for you, Doug.
Yeah.
And that is when you guys were talking, I felt like we were talking. I'm driving in freezing.
All right. Well, you're part of the conversation. Yeah, go ahead.
When you were talking about the Jewish people and Christmas and how it's a ruse, and you said that's just and I can't remember your exact words, but at the end it appeared that you really kind of shut Jennifer down because you said that's just kind of a ruse that I can't remember the clue.
All right, Jennifer, what were you about to say?
And Jennifer kind of said at the end, the tailmaster said thanks. Like,
said,
man,
I said thanks.
All right, okay. So what did I keep you from saying, Jennifer?
No, you just kind of said it's you just pretty much said only stupid people think that, and then you kept talking, and so I said thanks.
What, you think, wait a minute, okay, so let's get to the heart of what you were saying. You want to start a fight?
Dude,
what?
I was just making a joke. And
what
you
was
like,
it
to like a,
okay, so I missed it all.
You did.
All right, so Mike's smarter than me. He got it.
Shut her down.
Yeah, all right, so what was I? It wasn't purposeful, Mike. As a matter of fact, Jennifer.
I didn't think it was, but I just felt bad for her.
All right, okay, so we're going to give her due. Because Jennifer often has the most important things to say here.
I get stepped on all the time.
Okay.
I love it that her fan club calls up to throw down with you, Doug.
Yeah, right. I'm under the bus now. And the bus is at about 54 miles an hour. All right, so Jennifer.
Roll him over.
Can I bring up one other thing?
Oh, my God. This has become the Mike show. Yeah, Mike, go ahead. Take your best shot.
It's my turn to get hit.
No, I love your show. I listen to you. I think you and I are polar opposites probably politically, but we have enough overlap areas. I grew up on a farm. I love it. So we have a lot of overlap. And I still love your show. So
how are we polar opposites politically? How do you know my politics?
Well, when you mentioned the thing the other day about Hillary and how you would have voted for her
because
she was the best of the three and stuff like that, I just kind of get little clues here.
But I voted for McCain because he more represented my feelings about taxes. The only thing good came out of the Bush
year. If
you want to know what my – this is not a political show – but if you want to know, I'm happy to admit and then move on, as I don't want it to become an argument. I thought the only thing good that came from George Bush was the tax policy. The rest of his administration was a disaster. And currently,
I did not want to bring up politics.
I
really
understand.
To tell you about just one thing was the Davis Monson thing. When you show those or talk about those airplanes out there,
yeah,
because I buy airplanes for the government.
Dude.
And one thing I just want to point out to you, and I just give it to you as an example.
Yeah.
If you think about computers and 286, how many people have a 286 under their bed? Or if you go to a dump and you see all these computer boxes, these pristine white and gray boxes, but really none of them are usable. Anything that was usable, hopefully, has been cannibalized out of them.
Mm.
And that's what those airplanes are at Davis Monson.
Mm.
And we're still flying B-52s, but there's a lot of B-52s out there because it's like the A, B, and C model. Where you just, I mean, they were long before I was born and before you were born, they were in there. And so they pull the engines and the usable stuff out of there, and they're cannibalized at Davis Monson because it's such dry desert air that if they ever really needed them, they could reconstitute. So they're really mothballed there.
Well, what they've done, you talk about the ABC model, the same as the 747, 200, 400, and the newest model, which is the 600. If you get a cockpit of a 1967 747, you look at it, because there's still a few of them around, and you get into the cockpit of a
747 coming off the line right now, you won't even recognize it. The planes unbelievably different. And so what happens is, if you want to keep flying the older planes, the fuselage usually will hold up, but it's that kind of stuff, and they replace them. Although the engines, because they're not fuel efficient, if you modify it, you put a new engine or something on it, it becomes expensive. But that's, you're right. I understand.
So I want to know how you get a job for the government buying airplanes. That's cool.
That's a fun job.
Well, I used to be a missile air guy. You know, I did the intercontinental ballistic missiles, and there's no civilian jobs out there for that. So I actually had to go to work and do something that could actually be translated to.
So you're in St. Mary's, Maryland. Are you down in Andrews Air Force Base?
No, Patuxent River.
Patuxent, okay.
If he tells you any more, he's going to have to kill you.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
No.
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you.
My
hero. Jennifer especially wishes you her best.
Happy holidays.
All right, thanks,
happy
Mike.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
That's
happy
cool.
Holidays.
I love that.
Stick that. So, Jennifer, you felt badly because I shut you down.
Well, because I was just saying something in jest, because you said...
But I didn't hear what you said, so what'd you say?
Well, no, you did.
Well,
you told me I was stupid, and then you moved on.
I don't remember seeing or hearing what you said.
Okay,
what did
so
you say?
Somehow you said something about not celebrating Christmas, and I said, well, unless you're atheist, and I said, or Jewish, and then you said... That
well, then
Jewish
I said a lot of
really,
Jews
they really like
or,
Christmas.
Yeah, better at Christmas than the Christians are.
Right.
Yeah,
but what I said in jest, and then you said, so basically people that think that is just they're playing into it, it's a ruse, and blah, blah, blah. And he just kind of shut me down. So I said, thanks. And then Mike called to defend me. And that's how it ended.
Yeah.
And that's the important word there is ended.
Exactly. It's
13
okay.
Before
I
the hour.
It.
Dr. Ken up next on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance.
It's time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's brought to us by the folks who are responsible for helping keep your prostate in check. Super Beta Prostate. When there's an emergency, it's too late. Very important for you to take care of your prostate health. Very important for the woman in your life to help you make sure that everything is functioning normally, well, better than well. And because Super Beta Prostate has been around for as long as it has, people have gotten onto the program. They realize the benefit of the program because the ingredients are there to support what you need for longevity when it comes to your prostate, Ken.
Yes, it has pure beta-sitosterols and published in the medical journal Lancet. It's been shown to be safe and effective for benign prostatic hypertrophy. It's a great way to do this naturally.
Support healthy urine flow. Support a healthy prostate. Support yourself or your loved one. Here's what you do. You don't need a prescription. You go online. Actually, the best thing to do is call the folks who are responsible for making and marketing this, 800-607-7078. They get you to New Vitality, and they will send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you'll pay is a super small amount, like shipping and handling charge, a couple of bucks. That's it. One free bottle per call at 800-607-7078. Get your free bottle of Beta Prostate. Call now. Protect your health and well-being. We all know what problems the prostate can bring. You hear about them every day. Don't suffer the consequences. Get on the program. Super Beta Prostate, 800-607-7078. Okay, we have, I guess we'd consider this to be good news. There are a couple of things going on. Good for your heart things. Excuse me, Ken. Connections.
Doug, more than 5 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease. This is the most common form of dementia, and those numbers are predicted to triple by 2050. And this is another example of what's good for the heart is good for the brain. It's out of the archives of neurology this morning, that people who had low levels of good cholesterol, that's the HDL, had a 60% greater risk of developing Alzheimer's disease after age 65 than those who had high levels.
Wow. So good for the heart, good for the brain.
HDL. Get whatever you can going. How do you raise your HDL? Exercise. Some of the supplements that are around are pretty good. You don't have to go to drugs, right?
But exactly. Exercise, very good. Diet is so important. Increasing consumption of quality proteins that are low in saturated fats, such as chicken, fish, and lean meats. Eating fish, eating foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids, such as salmon, mackerel, and other cold water fish, walnuts, wheat germ, flaxseed, or soybean oil. Just eating a diet low in saturated fats, low in trans fats, and rich in polyunsaturated fatty acids. Lose weight, exercise, stop smoking. Here's one. Avoid antacids. That's often not thought of. And even some low levels of alcohol. Red wine, Jennifer.
Good for you.
There you go.
All right, there it is, the word from our medical examiner and expert, Dr. Ken Kronos, here on Good Day.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Extend your life.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
4G. A little Motivation Central going on here. 53 after the hour. The Doug Stephan and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Cole had Good Day Brown. Give everybody equal billing so that Jennifer won't go away feeling hurt.
Feeling I'm
like
okay.
She's been dejected. Like she feels most every day after the television report.
That's sort of, every day.
Right.
Just keeps the ego in check.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow.
And I was talking about smartphone apps earlier on. I'm going to get to an interesting new smartphone app, not the Doug Stephan app, but another one in a moment or two, because we're focused on technology. We have three or four times during the day when we carve aside a few minutes to talk about technology with either Clay or, let's see, we have Shelley Palmer, who's great when it comes to certain technical things that are part of the scene these days. And we have Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, who's here now to answer the question about whether or not you know what tricks Netflix is playing on you while you're watching whatever it is they send to you. This doesn't sound good. Let's listen in a moment.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Interesting piece in the New York Times about the quality of Netflix streaming content. Last month, Netflix announced it was rolling out a streaming-only plan. No DVDs, just programming over the Internet. Interesting, the quality of the programming Netflix sends over the Internet has not received that much attention. And I can speak to this from personal experience. Netflix adjusts the quality based on the speed of your Internet connection. And this can happen mid-movie and many times over. So, if you're at home with a fast internet connection, the picture looks great, really sharp. If you're at a hotel or a coffee shop where the connection is slower, the picture is much worse. Sometimes it's so pixelated that I can't even tell what I'm looking at. The point is, if you want to stream Netflix, make sure you have a fast internet connection. And the New York Times piece reports that currently, only the PlayStation 3 and two Roku TV boxes can stream Netflix in high definition. Every other device is not in HD. Yet. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Here's a tool that parents can use when shopping this holiday season. The Entertainment Software Rating Board has just launched a new version of its popular mobile app that lets parents search for in-depth video game rating summaries right from the store when this information is often needed most. But now it's even easier. Just snap a photo of the game box with your iPhone or Android-based phone to search for that game's rating summary and make an informed purchase decision. ESRB President Patricia Vance has more.
Rating summaries go well beyond age rating categories by providing specific examples of the content parents really want to know about when deciding if a game is okay for their children to play. With our new mobile app, accessing rating summaries has never been easier. So this holiday season, parents should first check the ESRB ratings on the front and back of the box, and if still not sure, consult our rating summary before making a final decision.
The new apps are free and can be found by searching ESRB in either the Apple App Store or the Android Market. For more information, visit ESRB.org.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Okay, so here's this new smartphone app that pretends to be your girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Here's a guy without time to date, but now at least he can pretend to have a girlfriend on the smartphone. This was started last month by Nabix, N-A-B-I-X. You can check that out, Clay, if you want. The iPhone application.
I'm going to check it out, Doug.
Honey, It's Me is what it's called. The iPhone application is called Honey, It's Me. It has been very successful with lonely single men and also with the 20-something virtual woman that becomes what you go to with this app. So for $1.99, this app will make video calls 4 times a day. We'll send you a message or lots of messages. There are 100 different ones available. You select it the night before. The recorded messages come like sweet dreams and good night and all that stuff. Application has been downloaded now on average 80,000 times a day.
Oh, my God.
Right? You got it? It's called Mina. Isn't that what I said it was? Mina. That's it. Honey, it's me.
Yeah.
59 after hours.